KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia, and the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the player profile. It's presented by our good friend and Wahi graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And we are delighted to be joined for the second time this season by Jacob Griffith, a senior member of the Wahi boys basketball team. And Jacob, as we're conducting this interview, it's prior to what is going to be a very busy week for the Wahi boys. A road game at Hanford, a road game at Sageview, and then a home game on Saturday against Hermiston to cap the week. And the Blue Devils coming in a little bit banged up, if you will, from a mental standpoint after a lopsided loss to a very, very good Chiawana basketball team. So from your standpoint, what were the lessons learned from what transpired last Friday night in that contest with Chiawana?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think we're definitely a little banged up. We definitely learned a couple of lessons. We can't really come out with no energy. We found out that we need to work together, and we just need to move the ball and work as one team and lean on each other. And Coach Hessler was telling us to do the little things, like we can't leave our man on. We need to box him out. We need to like play the right defense. We need to be in the right spots and just trust each other.
So it sounds like it's just a matter of exercising an emphasis on the fundamentals to get the team in a more competitive state.
Yeah, for sure. Doing the small things really matters, and it really adds up. So if we lost to Southridge by 5, if we were doing the small things, we would have won that game, to be honest. So that's just a little example of doing the small things.
And when you mentioned that Southridge contest played in the Wahi gym in the not-too-distant past, it makes me think of some of the winnable games that the Blue Devils have had this season. Now, people will look at the record and frown and scoff or what have you, but I think of that Southridge game, as you said, only a 5-point spread, 75-70, could have gone either way. And I also think of the game at Kennewick that the Blue Devils lost by only 6, 61-55, and that was despite a 27-point performance by Daniel Trautania. But hey, if there's something the Blue Devils can hang their hat on, is the fact that he scored only 6 points in the second half and did not score in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that was definitely good. Shout out to Kalama for playing good defense for him. But yeah, we're definitely looking forward to this week. We got a lot of winnable games coming up, and if we just focus on our fundamentals and just stay together as a team, I think we got a good chance of winning a couple.
And from your standpoint, how are things health-wise?
I think as a team we're doing pretty good. We're becoming more accountable for each other, so that's really good, and we're taking the right steps to do that as a team, and I think we're taking the right steps, so that's good. We just need to show it on the court when we're doing practice. So let's just bring it all together this week and have a good week.
Now, I know in a previous conversation we had, you were talking about track and field, and you told me before we started this interview that, my gosh, if there was ever a family that was track and field crazy, it's yours.
Yeah, for sure. We're all definitely track and field. It's going to be fun. We might have a year where me and my sisters all are going to be in collegiate sports, so that's fun to look forward to. And yeah, track is just a really good sport for everyone. It's very friendly and just at your own pace, and I think it's really fun for my family to participate in it.
And your older sister is participating collegiately at what, the Division II level?
Yeah, she's at D2 in Cali right now, yes.
And what school is she at?
University of Concordia, Irvine.
Concordia Irvine, and I'm guessing that you and your younger sister aspire to perhaps follow in her footsteps?
Yeah, for sure. We're definitely both looking to pursue collegiate careers in track and field.
And mom and dad, did they participate in high school? Did they participate collegiately?
No, they didn't. They both grew up in rural Alaska, so there wasn't much to do there, yeah.
Well, how about fishing? Do they do any outdoor fishing at all?
Yeah, that's what my mom grew up doing. Yeah, lots of it, yeah.
Well, we're certainly hoping that they had many, many catches in the past, and we're hoping that the Blue Devils will be catching many more wins during this 2025-26 season. And we certainly want to thank Jacob Griffith for joining us for our player profile interview. And it was presented by our good friend and Wahi graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And coming up next, the Coach's Corner, when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Owning an animal can be a rewarding investment for your family. Whether it's riding a horse, petting your cat, or just seeing that welcome wag of a tail at the end of the day, animals enrich our lives. Responsible owners enrich animals' lives, too. Timely vaccinations, proper health care, sound nutrition, controlling pet overpopulation, and a safe environment are just a few of the things we can do for our pets. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner, presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And head coach Spencer Hessler, as we're conducting this interview, it's as a Monday morning practice is winding down and prior to a Mid-Columbia Conference game at Hanford. This weekend, the Blue Devils playing at Sageview and hosting Hermiston as the second round of Mid-Columbia Conference play continues.
Yeah, it's a big weekend for us. I mean, Sageview is a huge game on our schedule. We got them the first time there. They got more guys this game, so it'll be a little different matchups for us, but it's a win. It's a game we need to go out and play well on the road and hopefully get a win. And then Saturday at Hermiston, I don't like using must wins, but I think that's kind of like a must win for us at home to put ourselves in position for where we want in the postseason.
Without a doubt. And you mentioned that Sageview Ball Club. Boy, it was a tough test for the Blue Devils, but they were able to pass that test the first time around against Sageview, winning 64-54. But, you know, it's kind of scary saying that they have more players on the roster now when you consider that the first time around they really weren't that bad a ball club. They represented themselves very well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they got the Riggs kid who's like 6'4", good athlete. He's been playing really well since he's moved up to varsity. But you know what? At the end of the day, they're sophomores and juniors like we are, and we've played them in the past. We've played Jordan in the past. So I still think we should go in there very confident in our abilities to play with them. And even though they got new guys, I still like our group and our matchup against them.
And they also bring to the table a couple of guys we saw the first time around. Contreras and Ellis are very capable.
Yeah, I mean, Ellis. Jakari is a great player, and he still wants to run the show, and we're aware of that. He's just got a little more help this time, so we're still gonna make him have to take tough shots and beat us, and make him share the ball, and then we'll rally to everybody else and play good defense there.
And what were the lessons learned from the loss last Friday night to what is an outstanding Chiawana basketball team?
I thought our effort was poor in the first half. I'm not a huge yell at you kind of guy, coach. Not my style, but. I got after him at halftime a little bit because I thought our effort was poor. And I'm okay losing the teams that are better than us if we're doing everything we can to put ourselves in a position to have success. But I thought our effort was really poor, and I thought our defense has been really poor lately. So I thought early on in the year we kind of hung our hat on defense, and we'd play really well based on our defense. And I think we're trying to get the mentality back of we got to play really good defense at all times, and then we'll score when we score. But if we don't have good effort or good defense, we don't have a lot of chance to win many games.
And looking at this ball club, it's very, very surprising because early in the year you were saying that this is a ball club that's going to go out hard every single time.
We have our moments where we still do that, but I think, you know, when you play like the Chiawanas and the Richlands, kids know how good they are. And I don't know, I don't want to say we're intimidated, but we have to play really good basketball to beat them. So we've been preaching defense. We've been preaching decision making. We've been doing a lot of running and stuff in practice for poor decisions, poor effort. So I think these groups, they'll bounce back, and I think we will respond well against Hanford and have a good stretch in the weekend right here.
And these are venues that are not easy to win at, obviously. Hanford, never easy. Yes, the Blue Devils, in terms of wins and losses in the past, have had their share of success, but many of the games have not been that easy. They've had games where they might get a double-digit lead, but Hanford comes back, they get a lead again, Hanford comes back, and then maybe get a little surge at the end to win, quote-unquote, going away. And, of course, Sageview is the unknown, and then any game against Hermiston is a challenge without question.
Yeah, I don't know why. Hanford's always been a tough place for us. I'm not sure why, but we do struggle there in the past. So, I mean, that's what I've been telling the guys. Like, I know Hanford's record's not the best, but the way they shoot it, they can always keep themselves in ball games, especially at home. So we understand the importance of tomorrow, having the right mentality on the road, coming out with urgency from the get-go, how important that is. And then we'll get to Sageview and Hermiston. We know those are important, but I think we have to have the one-game-at-a-time mentality right now and take care of tomorrow first, and we'll put our folks on Sageview.
And is it just me, or is this one of those years when it seems like there are a lot of teams in the Mid-Columbia Conference that have at least one or two guys on their ball clubs that are not afraid to launch it from 20 to 25 feet away?
Yeah, we got a lot of good shooting early. We had a lot of good teams early this year, which I think not everyone realizes. Like, if you look at the standings, like, we're all pretty tied up at the same records right now. So this is a huge stretch for us to come out starting tomorrow and getting a win on the road.
And that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And coming up next, the Todd Kimball starting lineups. Well, the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And welcome back to the Sageview High School Gymnasium in Pasco. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Farm broadcast location courtside, anxiously awaiting the second half of our Mid-Columbia Conference and Blue Devil basketball doubleheader on this Friday night. The Wahigh Blue Devil boys about to take on the Sageview Lobos. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with starting lineups. They are presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner, local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, "Better than I deserve." The starting lineup for the Wahigh Blue Devils, as announced by head coach Spencer Hessler, at guard, Kalama Roberson, 5 feet 11 inches tall, and a sophomore. Micah Eggert at guard, 5 feet 9 inches tall, and a junior. Derek Bingham at a guard slash forward, 6 feet tall, and a junior. Colt Pemberton at a guard slash forward, 6 feet 2 inches tall, and a senior. And Niall Dumpster at guard, 6'1", and a senior. The starting lineup for the Sageview Lobos, as announced by head coach, former Walla Walla Community College assistant, Case Rada. Jordan Riggs at guard, 6 feet 4 inches tall and only a sophomore. At guard, Nano Contreras, 6 feet 3 inches tall and a sophomore. Jakari Ellis at guard, 6 feet tall and a sophomore. Rashard Kinsey at guard, 6'3 and a junior. Gavin Bird at forward, 6 feet 2 inches tall and a sophomore. Starting lineups were presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner, local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, "Better than I deserve." You
will continue our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show from Sageview High School in Pasco after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta at 2555 East Isaacs features handcrafted pizzas, savory pastas, fresh salads, and crowd-pleasing appetizers. Remember Pappy's when you need a caterer for your next event. We can tailor our extensive menu for everything from casual get-togethers to team meetings to staff appreciation days to formal affairs for up to 100 people. To learn more about Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, our menu, and the catering services we offer, visit our website at pappyspizzaandpasta.com. That's PappysPizzaAndPasta.com.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at KGDCRadio.com.
And back once again at the Sageview High School Gymnasium in Pasco. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Another final score to pass along to you. Preliminary action. A game earlier this evening, the Wahai freshman A-team under Coach Brian Clothier coming oh so very close to pulling off a win on the road, but they come up 2 points short as Sageview wins that contest by a score of 50-48. Earlier this evening, the Wahai boys junior varsity defeated by Sageview, a final score of 65-62. As we continue our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show, let's take a quick look at the Mid-Columbia Conference standings, shall we? Class 4A, I know you all be shocked that Richland is leading the pack with a 12-0 conference record. The Bombers are 15-0 overall. Chiawana is 10-1 in the conference, followed by Kamiakin at 7-4. Pasco and Hanford are 2-9 in conference play. In the 3A classification, Kennewick is leading the table with a 7-4 conference record. Sageview is next at 5-6. The Wahai Blue Devils and Southridge tied for the next spot at 4-7. And Hermiston, last but certainly not least, Hermiston is 3-9 in conference play. And that's going to do it for our pregame show here tonight. It was presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. We will continue from the Sageview High School Gymnasium in Pasco after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at the Sageview High School Gymnasium in Pasco, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The two teams being introduced to this partisan crowd assembled here tonight. Again, we want to congratulate the Wahai Blue Devil girls and Coach Mike Clark. A 59-9 victory over the Lady Lobos of Sageview earlier this evening. The Blue Devils improved to 6-6. In Mid-Columbia Conference play and look forward to a big matchup tomorrow in the Wahai Gym against the Hermiston Bulldogs. And as the introductions continue, we're going to step aside for another commercial break and be right back. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at Sageview High School in Pasco. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman Pharmacy broadcast location courtside at the Sageview High School Gymnasium. Going to be getting this boys contest underway at 7:33 on this Friday night. Wahai Blue Devil boys about to take on the Sageview Lobos. Last meeting between the two teams happened in the Wahai Gym on December 19th. The Blue Devils won that contest by a score of 64-54. But this is a different Sageview basketball team, a much improved ball club. And if you have any doubts, how about that win they had a couple of weeks ago over Kamiaka? That should leave no doubt about how much improvement that this Lobo team has made. And our first quote of this evening presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. And Sageview controls the opening tap, and we are underway. That was high post to Riggs. Far side it goes to Contreras. That's it on the near side to Ellis, guarded by Micah Eggert. Blue Devils opening a man-to-man. Here's Ellis on the far side to Kinsey. Shot put up and good. And just like that, Sageview with an early 2-0 edge. Far side, here is Roberson along the baseline. Trapped inside, lost the ball for a moment, recovers it near side in the near corner to Dumpster. He's guarded closely by Ellis. Had it off on the far side to Pemberton. Colt near side for Bingham. Bingham goes into the lane. He'll lay it up and leave it short. Rebound off to Ellis. Far side it goes to Kinsey. Kinsey drives all the way and throws it up and in off the glass. Four quick points for Kinsey, and Sageview leads 4-0. Here's Eggert with a three straight away. It's around and in for Micah Eggert. Initially couldn't decide if it wanted to go through, and finally it decided to settle in. A Bruce Reed three, $10. The Big Blue Boosters, thank you. George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. Eggs all around for Blue Devil Nation. Shot out front, put up and missed. A three-point attempt by Riggs. Offensive rebound to Sageview. A follow put up and good in the low block by Kinsey. Kinsey makes it 6-3 in favor of Sageview. Here is Pemberton driving near side. He'll lay it up and miss it. Rebound off to Ellis. Nice strong drive, but the finish not there. Riggs far side with a basketball into the lane. Just inside the free throw line. He's going to be bumped and fouled. Just inside the stripe. Fouled by Derek Bingham. Yeah, Sageview will inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Lobos with an early 6-3 lead. 6:07 remaining to be played in the first quarter. Ball looped out front. Now it's Ellis far side. Bounce between the rings to Bird. Far side it's Contreras. Contreras on the near side. Here is Kinsey up top to Contreras. Contreras against Niall Dumpster. 19 on the shot clock. Far side it's Ellis. Free throw line extended against Eggert. Stops on the baseline. Jumper over Eggert. In and out and back in again. Ellis with the field goal, and it's 8-3 in favor of Sageview. Eggert far side with a basketball. On the wing to Roberson. Up top to Eggert. Micah Eggert will drive. He will shoot, and he will miss. Another missed lay-in for the Blue Devils after he got around Bird. And a knockaway by Eggert. Dives on the floor for the loose ball. Great hustle on his part, and a timeout called by the Blue Devils. What hustle by Micah Eggert! Outstanding hustle on his part as Sageview turns the basketball over thanks to the efforts of one Micah Eggert. 5:21 left in the first quarter. Sageview 8, Wahigh 3. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters at 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's Classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's Classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's Classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And out of the timeout period, Kalama Roberson driving near side, and he is fouled by Ellis. First foul in the game on the Lobos, and Kalama Roberson to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. First one up and good. Another one coming for Roberson. It is up, and it is good. He got them both. Roberson, Eggert, and Bingham all in double figures. And that went on Tuesday night at Hanford, 73-59. Eggert led the way with 18 points. Bingham and Roberson with 16 apiece. Here's a drive near side by Sageview, and a foul called on the near side on the Blue Devils. It's called on Niall Dumpster. Blue Devil partisans really not too pleased with that call as Riggs goes to the stripe. First free throw, good. Nine-five in favor of Sageview, 5:04 left in the first quarter. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw for Riggs is up, and it is around and off. He missed it. And the rebound off to Roberson. Far side to Eggert. Eggert on the dribble. Derek Bingham between the rings. Near side, it is Pemberton. Colt against Bird. Into the lane on Bird. Stops on Bird. Puts it up over Bird. Missed it. And the rebound comes off to Kinsey of Sageview. Sageview in possession, and a pass far side goes awry, and the ball back to the Blue Devils. Hesitating because an official is obstructing my view on occasion. Blue Devil basketball. Here is Micah Eggert into the front court. Guarded by Riggs, high post to Roberson. Roberson on Ellis, lost the ball, recovers far side, in the far corner to Bingham. Bingham along the baseline, stops, passing the lane, stolen by Bird. Sageview in transition, near side, here's a three-pointer put up by Kinsey.
That is good.
He has 9 here in the first quarter, and Sageview leads 12-5. Eggert with a basketball. Between the rings, here's Dumpster. Driving far side, and he's going to be knocked to the deck and fouled by Kinsey. No, I take that back. He's knocked to the deck and fouled by Riggs. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Connor Utbright into the contest for the Lobos. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knights scoreboard update with 3:58 left first quarter. Sageview 12, Wahai 5. Pass looped into the backcourt to Niall Dumpster from Micah Eggert. Dumpster near side to Eggert. Now to pick by Pemberton. He'll drive far side on Riggs, lay the ball up and miss it. Rebound deflected, taken by Pemberton. Up top for Dumpster. One dribble, takes a three straight away. Good! Dumpster, a Bruce Reed three. $10 more to Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. 12-8, Sageview, 3:32 and counting. Remaining to be played in the first quarter. Kinsey, a three straight away. Up and no good. And the rebound off to Roberson. Roberson far side to Eggert. Micah Eggert, near side, Dumpster. Dumpster out front to Cole Pemberton. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Eggert with the basketball against Ellis. Side Bingham. Bingham to the top of the key. Hands it off to Pemberton. Now it's back to Bingham. Bingham into the lane. Short jumper. Going to be short. Rebound deflected. Once, twice, three times. Taken by Sagey. Taken by Ottenbright. Near side to Ellis. Ellis against Dumpster. Near side wide open. Contreras for three. And that one is off the rim. No good. Offensive rebound. Potential offensive rebound. It was knocked out of bounds by Sageview, I thought. They're going to say it's Sageview ball. It looks like it was knocked out of bounds by Kinsey. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Jacob Griffith into the ball game, and he'll replace Colt Pemberton. Sageview inbounding the basketball. Contreras out front for Ellis against Micah Eggert. Ellis, three straight away. Off the back of the rim. Long rebound taken by Roberson. Near side Bingham. Bingham down the near side on the dribble. Bingham spin move on Ellis. Gets by him. Lays the ball up and in and he is fouled. Holy Toledo. Derek Bingham. Bada bing. Bada boom. And he is fouled on the play by Ellis. Derek Bingham with his first field goal of the game. And it was a highlight reel type play by Derek Bingham as Ellis checks out of the ball game. And he is replaced. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Into the contest, number 14. Don't have a 14 on our roster. As the free throw is missed by Bingham. Ball saved in bounds. Saved to Bingham. Bingham goes in far side, puts it up and missed it. Rebound off to Riggs. Riggs into the front court, top of the key. Gets on the far side to Kinsey. Rings to Riggs. Riggs with the basketball. Near side, Kinsey against Bingham. Backs him in. Just inside the free throw line, buries a jumper. Nice looking shot on his part. And Sageview leads 14-10. 2:04 and counting left in the first quarter. Here is Roberson near side going in. Almost tied up by Kinsey. They're going to call a held ball. The ball will stay with the Blue Devils. Okay, number 14 is Sadler for Sageview. Sadler is number 14. And the Blue Devils inbounding on the baseline presented by Washington Trust Bank. Looped into the backcourt. Taken by Niall Dumpster. Dumpster into the lane against Contreras. Up top to Micah Eggert. Eggert with a basketball. Eggert will drive. Stop in the low block. Fadeaway jumper off the back of the rim. No good. And the rebound off the Sageview. Taken by Ottenbright. Now it is Contreras. Near side, Sadler. Gets it in the near corner to Kinsey. He'll dribble to the wing against Derek Bingham. Nice crossover dribble. Three on the way. Is in and out a heartbreak, and the rebound off to Jay Griff. Now it's Derek Bingham into the front court. for the Blue Devils, who trail 14-10. Bingham into the lane. Fadeaway jumper bounced on the rim twice and did not fall. Except in the possession of Ottenbright. Here's an alley-oop pass in the front court to Sadler. Blows the lane off the assist by Contreras. Here is Dumpster near corner for a three, and he knocks it down! Bruce Reed, three for Dumpster. $10 more for Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones after that make of Bruce Reed, three makes it 14-13. And a foul at the other end called on the Blue Devils, called on Roberson, his first. Each team with three team fouls here in the first quarter. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Derek Bingham checks out of the ball game. He is replaced by Gabe Davenport. Ball looped into the backcourt to Riggs. 14-13 saves here in the final minute. Time remaining first quarter. Near side, Ottenbright is open. Doesn't take the shot. Drives on Jay Griff. Throws up a hook in the lane and missed it. Rebound off to Jacob Griffith. Near side to Micah Eggert. Eggert, far side, around a pick. Lay the ball up and in, driving down the far side. Eggs all around for Blue Devil Nation. Let's make these over easy. And the Blue Devils overtake Sageview and lead 15-14. Shot inside, put up and missed by Riggs. He forced it inside. Here is Dumpster into the front court. Goes all the way. Throws it up off the glass and good. Holy Toledo. Another Dumpster fire here in the first quarter. 17-14. The Blue Devils, 12 seconds and counting left in the first quarter. And a ball comes out onto the floor from the far side. Holding up play. The one that got away. And Sageview inbound right in front of our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. Near side, it is Contreras. 8 seconds left in the quarter. He is double-teamed out front. Has the ball knocked away by Dumpster. Recovers near side. Puts up a jumper near side for three. It's in and out of heartbreak. Rebound off to Jay Griff. His outlet pass is knocked away by Riggs. And here at the end of the first quarter, Wahai 17, Sageview 14. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla, I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The second quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Wahai 17, Sageview 14 as we begin the second quarter of this contest. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Sageview turns the basketball over. Derek Bingham back in the ballgame for the Blue Devils. Off to Gabe Davenport. Up top for Colt Pemberton, who also re-entered for the Blue Devils during the break between quarters. A couple of zip zone Conoco substitutions for the Blue Devils as Eggert drives near side. Will now drive to the far side. Get it up top. Here's Gabe Davenport for three. And that one's off the back of the rim. No good. Just a little too strong. And Kinsey with the rebound for Sageview. Kinsey near side with a basketball. He had 11 in the first quarter. Gets inside. Ottenbright shot over Pemberton is there. Ottenbright with a field goal. And at 17-16, the Blue Devils. Micah Eggert with a basketball. Driving. Near side. Here is Dumpster for three. Yes, sir! He rattled it home for the near side. A Dumpster fire 1 minute into the second quarter. Niall Dumpster with 11 in the game. 20-16, the Blue Devils, 6:50 and counting left in the second quarter. Near side with the basketball. Kinsey for three. That one is short and will be saved in bounds. Here is Eggert. Eggert into the front court. gets it in the far corner to Davenport, up top to Pemberton, between the rings, Dumpster. Dumpster will drive on Ottenbright, near side to Bingham. Bingham with a basketball. Down a pick by Pemberton. Picked up in a switch by Riggs. Far side it goes to Pemberton. In the far corner, here is Eggert for three. It's around and off, no good. Rebound off to Pemberton. It's put back in the lane. It's good! Holy Toledo! The Colt is a stud! 22-16, the Blue Devils, 6-12 and counting left in the second quarter. We're not excited, are we? Oh, no, not at all. Sageview in possession of the basketball. Riggs on the far side. Gets it out front to Sadler. Sadler, spin move on Davenport, goes into the lane. He is blocked and fouled by Gabe Davenport. Zip zone Conoco substitutions for the Blue Devils. Halama Roberson will re-enter. Ellis will be back for Sageview. First, a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws for Sadler. First one, he missed it. Roberson back for Eggert. Ellis back for Kinsey. Another free throw coming for Sadler. 22-16, the Blue Devils, 5:59 left in the second quarter. The free throw. In and out, missed it. Both Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws missed, and Derek Bingham possesses the basketball. Near side, Colt Pemberton in for Jay Griff. Cutting to the goal, beautifully to score! Well done in the half-court game, and Jay Griff with his first two of the game, and it's 24-16, the Blue Devils. Driving far side, Sadler. Shot put up and missed. Rebound off to Roberson. His runner far side did not fall after dancing on the rim multiple times. Here is Bingham with a basketball on the near side to Pemberton. Pemberton inside, wide open, Jay Griff. He lays it up and in! Timeout, Sageview! Holy Toledo! The Blue Devils from outside the arc. The Blue Devils in the half court. Getting it done here on the road. 5:24 remaining in the second quarter. Wahai 26, Sageview 16, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Sageview High School Gymnasium in Pasco. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil Boys 26, the Sageview Lobos 16, 5:24 remaining to be played in the second quarter. Sageview in possession of the basketball. Ellis into the front court. Stops near side. Now to between the rings to Ottenbright. Now it's on the far side. Here's a three put up by Riggs. It's off the rim, no good. A deflection, though. A tip in by Ellis. Amazing play on his part. And a much-needed basket for the Lobos. Here is a drive near side by Roberson. Lays it up, no, but he is fouled. No, they're going to call traveling. Tough break for the Blue Devils, and a zip zone Conoco substitution. Micah Eggert checks in. He replaces Niall Dumpster. The ball back to Sageview after the Wahai turnover. Here comes Ellis. Bounce it high post to Ottenbright. Near side here is Riggs driving near side. Left-handed lay-in put up and good. For Riggs. Nothing rigged about that play. 26-20, the Blue Devils. Near side here is Griffith. Jay Griff. Out front for Roberson. Far side to Eggert. 14 on the shot clock. Bounce pass near side to Bingham. Bingham will drive into the lane. Lay-in put up, no good. Rebound comes off to Ottenbright. Near side with a basketball. Here is Contreras. Contreras around a pick by Ottenbright. Picked up in the switch by Jay Griff. Near side Ellis against Derek Bingham. He'll drive. Lay-in put up and good. Reverse lay-in for Ellis. And that's 6 points out of the timeout for Sageview. 26-22, the Blue Devils. Here is Pemberton into the lane. Put it up over Ottenbright. It's no good. And the rebound deflected, taken by Sageview. Near side with the basketball, Contreras. Contreras is bumped, lays the ball up and in, fouled by Eggert. Eight in a row out of the timeout period. And a foul called on Micah Eggert. And Contreras to the stripe for a Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. A Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Bird is back for Sageview. He is in for Ottenbright. Contreras collecting his first field goal of the game just moments ago. The Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. A brick off the back iron. And the rebound off to Halama Roberson. 26-24, the Blue Devils. That is your Edward Jones Lawson Knights scoreboard update. 3:47 and counting left in the second quarter. Jay Griff, far side with the basketball, drives on Ellis, gets by Ellis, and scores! Jay Griff with a half dozen here in the second quarter. 28-24, the Blue Devils. 3:31 and counting left in the second quarter. Ellis with the basketball. Ellis stops out front. Bounce pass is deflected. Getting on the floor. Bingham and Jay Griff held. Ball is ruled. Alternating possession favors the Blue Devils. Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Kinsey back for Sageview. And he is in for Ellis. Zip Zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils. Niall Dumpster in for Jacob Griffith. Scoreboard update just moments ago presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Micah Eggert, front court. Top of the key to Pemberton, back to Eggert. Eggert, nice spin move, gets it up top. Here's Pemberton, a three straight away by Cole is good! Earlier in the quarter, a stud from inside. This time, a stud from outside. Here's a three out front, put up and missed. Offensive rebound of Bird. He puts it up and in off the miss by Riggs. Bird with his first field goal of the game, 31-26, the Blue Devils. Eggert with the basketball, far side stops, up top to Dumpster. Dumpster against Kinsey. Near side, it goes to Roberson. Roberson into the lane, puts up a short one that rattles home! Halama Roberson with the field goal. Roberson scores one for the team. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. 33-26, the Blue Devils, 2:24 and counting left in the second quarter. Kinsey puts one up from the free throw line. It is missed, and then he knocks the ball out of bounds to the far sideline, presented by Washington Trust Bank, and the Blue Devils will reclaim possession of the ball with 2:19 remaining in the second quarter. Blue Devils 33, Sageview 26. Micah Eggert, front court, high post to Bingham. Bingham will drive near side. Got around his man. Passed it for Pemberton. What an effect in the pass, but deflected it to Roberson, who puts up a runner on the far baseline. Just the way they draw it up in practice, right? 35-26, the Blue Devils. 1:54 and counting left in the second quarter. Kinsey with the basketball. Far side it goes to Contreras. Run a pick by Bird. A three straight away. It's going to be off the mark. The rebound comes off to Derek Bingham. Bingham into the front court. Bingham top of the key. Derek still on the dribble. Pulls it out front. Guarded by Sadler. Gets by Sadler. Goes into the lane. Puts up a short one for two. Bada bing. Bada boom. And the Blue Devil lead is 11. 37-26. 1:22 and counting left in the second quarter. Near side Kinsey with a basketball. Kinsey between the rings to Riggs. Gets Roberson off his feet, goes into the lane, throws up a short one. It's off the mark. Rebound is saved in bounds by Riggs, but taken by Eggert. Eggert into the front court, down the far side on the dribble. He'll stop far side. Nice pass inside for Roberson. Missed the lay-in. Oh, what a tough break. And Bird gets the rebound. Kinsey far side to Bird. 37-26. The Blue Devils were in the final minute of the second quarter. Here is Kinsey into the lane, throws one up. No, but a foul is going to be called far side on Micah Eggert of the Blue Devils. And that'll send Kinsey to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. With 54 seconds left in the second quarter, Kinsey seeking his first point of this quarter. And he's got it. Rattles the first free throw home. Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Jay Griff in. Jacob Griffith replaces Micah Eggert. 37-27, the Blue Devils. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Kinsey. It is up and it is no good. He missed it. And the rebound off to Jay Griff. Far side to Dumpser. Dumpser, nice through two Lobos. Gets into the far corner to Jay Griff. He'll spot up for a three. It's a rounded off, no good. And the rebound comes off to Sadler. Outlet on the far side, Kinsey. Kinsey going to take it all the way. He is caught by Bingham. Ball goes out of bounds. Holy Toledo. Put that one on the high right reel, Blue Devil Nation. He got swatted. You are right, boys. Station to my left. He got swatted big time. Ball inbounded to Bird. Shoots one off the glass and off the iron. No good. Rebound off to Pemberton. Bingham in the backcourt. Off to Pemberton. Pass inside. Here is Jay Griff. Pump fake. Has a shot blocked inside by Riggs. And Sageu comes the other way. May go for the final shot of the quarter. Here is Sadler with a basketball with 14 seconds. Now with a basketball is Riggs. On the dribble out front with 7 seconds with six. Riggs, pass near side, off the back of Dumpser, taken by Bingham. Bingham to the other end, lays it up, no. Got knocked to the deck, no whistle, and the first half comes to an end. Tough break for the Blue Devils, but we'll take a 10-point lead to halftime. We appreciate that very, very much. Oh, thought Bingham was fouled going down the near side as he went in for that lay-in, but no foul was called. But, hey, the Blue Devils up double figs here at halftime. We're happy about that, aren't we? Wahigh 37, Sageview 27. Coming up next, the land title of Walla Walla County halftime report after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through. Whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent, financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro of D.A. Davidson are committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Fleener Zaro Wealth Management is ready to help. Visit them at 102 West Main Street. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company. Member SIPC.
Why do so many people listen to KGDC and KGDC2? Could it be our market exclusives on the top two names in conservative news? KGDC 92.9 FM has 10 minutes of Fox News each and every hour. And KGDC2 102.3 FM is the exclusive home of townhall.com radio news. Plus, our stations have market exclusives on powerful features such as Breakpoint, Focus on the Family Minute, Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, and more. 92.9 FM and 102.3 FM, the best radio in Walla Walla.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
3 out of 4 people who are acquiring a dog desire a puppy, but don't overlook adult dogs that may be unwanted or those among the many animals available through local shelters and purebred rescue organizations. Adult dogs are usually housebroken and are accustomed to a less rigorous feeding schedule than a puppy. Plus, adult dogs will require less of your energy to make them part of your family. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again at the Sageview High School Gymnasium in Pasco, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahigh Blue Devil boys leading the Sageview Lobos here at the halftime break, 37-27. And our halftime report is presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at land title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. We begin our land title of Walla Walla County halftime report with halftime statistics presented by our good friends, Wahigh alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. The first half scoring for the Blue Devils. Paloma Roberson with 6. Micah Eggert, 5. Derek Bingham, 4. Jacob Griffith, 6. Colt Pemberton, 5. Niall Dumpser with 11. The Blue Devils, 15 field goals in the first half. five from Bruce Reed territory. The Blue Devils 2 for 3 from the free throw line. And the Blue Devils were called for 6 personal fouls. For Sageview, Contreras with 2, Ellis 6, Kinsey a game high 12, Bird with 2, Riggs 3, Uttenbright with 2. Sageview, 12 field goals in the first half, 1 from outside the arc. The Lobos 2 for 7 from the free throw line. And Sageview was called for only 3 personal fouls in the first half of action. Our halftime statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Basketball serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. In our halftime score, Wahai 37, Sageview 27. We'll continue our land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report after a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And welcome back to the Sageview High School Gymnasium in Pasco. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Wahai Blue Devil boys leading the Sageview Lobos 37-27. We continue our land tunnel of Walla Walla County Halftime Report by telling you that we will have Blue Devil basketball for you tomorrow. Matinee action from the Wahai Gym. The Wahai boys and girls will be playing host to the Hermiston Bulldogs. The girls game scheduled to tip off at 3:15, followed by the boys game at 5. We plan to take the air tomorrow afternoon at 2:45 right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. And don't forget, on March the 28th, the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction will unfold. Set for a 5 o'clock start at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. Dinner will be served at 6 o'clock. Tickets are still available. Individual tickets, $50. Table sponsorships are also available. More information can be obtained by contacting Walla Walla High School or Big Blue Boosters. And that's going to do it for our halftime report. It was presented by our good friend Phil Wasser, land title of Walla Walla County, handling all kinds of real estate transactions, both commercial and private, including broker and for sale by owner transactions. 33 East Main Street is where you'll find land title of Walla Walla County. In our halftime score, Wahai 37, Sageview 27. We'll have second half action for you after a 2-minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta is your go-to spot for mouth-watering, thin-crust pizzas, delectable pastas, hearty sandwiches, fresh salads, and ice-cold beer, all prepared with love and served with a smile. We at Pappy's pride ourselves in offering delicious meals that bring families together at prices that won't break the bank. Our inviting atmosphere is perfect for a casual lunch or a cozy dinner, and with the best patio in town, dining al fresco has never been better. Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, 2555 East Isaacs, Walla Walla. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
A shout out before we go to the third quarter of this contest. Corinne Hayes would like to send a shout out to Grandma Baugh. Hope you are listening this evening. Your granddaughter loves you very much. Very much. And our third quarter this evening presented by our good friend, former Wall High athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Sageview with the first possession of the second half. Bird backs Pemberton down, puts it up in the lane and missed it. And the rebound comes off to Cole Pemberton. He is tied up. But the possession arrow favors the Blue Devils. Ball inbounded to Micah Eggert. Sageview comes up empty on its first possession of the third quarter. Micah Eggert with a basketball between the rings to Bingham. Bingham around a pick by Pemberton. Picked up in a switch by Bird. Gets it in the far corner to Dumpster. Dumpster off to Bingham. 10 on the shot clock. Bingham inside for a wide open Pemberton, who lays the ball up and in. Patience, patience, patience. 39-27, the Blue Devils, 7-11 and counting left in the third quarter. In the near corner, Riggs with the basketball, dribbles to the wing. Gets it up top to Ellis. Ellis between the rings, around a pick by Bird. Now it's Bird out front, left open three on the way, up and good for Bird. Gavin Bird with a three-point field goal, and it's 39-30, the Blue Devils. Here is Bingham. Bingham driving near side. Bingham reverse lay-in, up no good, and the rebound off to Bird. It was deflected by Contreras. Pass on the far side. Saved and bounced by Dumpster. Now it is Roberson into the lane. Roberson is cut off. Lost the ball. Recovers it far side. Needs to get rid of it. Instead, the ball goes to Sageview. Ball taken by Contreras. Near side to Riggs. In the near corner to Ellis. Ellis along the baseline against Eggert. Pass on the far side. Stolen by Roberson. Off to Bingham. Nice play on his part. Bingham inside. A no-look pass to Pemberton, who lays the ball up and in. Filling the lane near side. The stud comes through, and here's a three far side put up and no good by Kinsey. Long rebound off to Bingham. 41-30, the Blue Devils were 2 minutes into the third quarter. Near side, it is Eggert with a basketball. Micah Eggert on the dribble. Down to pick by Pemberton. Picked up in a switch by Ellis. He will drive on Ellis. He'll go into the lane. Get it in the near corner to Dumpster. Dumpster gets around Contreras, and a foul is going to be called. A grabbing foul near side on Contreras. Contreras with the foul. And the Blue Devils to inbound. on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Micah Eggert looks to inbound, bounces it inside for Pemberton, lays it up, and in off the glass! What a start to the quarter for Colt Pemberton, and that is your Fresh Nature Foods out of bounds play of the game. 43-30 the Blue Devils, 5:33 and counting left in the third quarter. Far side, Kinsey with a basketball between the rings to Ellis. Ellis on Eggert, nice spin move. Jumper for Ellis is up and good. Ellis has 8, 43-32 the Blue Devils. Bingham with a basketball. Near side against Contreras. On the near wing it goes to Dumpster. Three over Ellis. Off the rim, no good. Rebound off to Contreras. Contreras on the near side to Ellis. Ellis thinks about a three. He will take the three. Over Bingham, it's good. And a timeout called by Spencer Hessler with 4:57 left in the third. Wall High 43, Sageview 35. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back at Sageview High School in Pasco, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside at the Sageview High School Gymnasium. Wall High Blue Devil boys 43, the Sageview Lobos 35. Blue Devils in possession. Here's Eggert driving near side. Left-handed lay-in, left it short. Rebound off to Contreras. Far side to Ellis. Blue Devils 43, Sageview 35. Ellis with a basketball. Shot blocked out front by Bingham. Loose ball off to Roberson. He has numbers, 3-on-2. He'll go all the way and have the ball knocked out of bounds by Riggs. And the Blue Devils will retain possession. And inbound on the baseline presented by Washington Trust Bank. Micah Eggert to get it in for the Blue Devils. Bounce pass inside for Roberson. Left-handed lay-in is blocked by Kinsey. Kinsey comes away with it. Near side to Contreras. Contreras on the near side. Cut off by Eggert. Gets it up top. Kinsey for three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound deflected to Kinsey. Kinsey into the lane. Lays the ball up and in. That's seven straight for Sageview. And the Blue Devil lead is 6, 43-37. Here is Bingham far side. He is double teamed. Has the ball knocked out of bounds on the far side. He was double teamed down low by Bird and Contreras. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the baseline presented by Washington Trust Bank. Eggert looks to get it in. We'll throw it into the backcourt for Bingham. Derek will chase it down. Derek into the front court on the dribble. Picked up by Contreras. Here is Bingham into the lane. He'll lay it up. And in! Going all the way. Bada bing, bada boom. Derek Bingham with a half dozen, 45-37, the Blue Devils. And that is your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Here's a spin move, shot put up, and off the rim, no good. A heartbreak for Contreras. The ball danced on the rim, the front of the rim twice, would not fall. Here is Eggert to the other end, reverse lay-in, no good. Rebound off to Bird. Now it is off to Riggs, 45-37, the Blue Devils just inside of 3.5 minutes left in the third. Wide open near side, three on the way by Contreras is good, and a foul call. And that foul is on Micah Eggert. Chance for a four-point play here for the Lobos. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Jacob Griffith in for Micah Eggert. Otten Wright checks in for Sageview. He is in for Bird. Chance for a four-point play here for the Lobos. Contreras at the free throw line. That three-point make his second field goal of this contest. Here's the free throw by Contreras. High arching shot settles in. 45-41, the Blue Devils. An 11-2 surge at the moment for Sageview. Far side here is Dumpster. One dribble off to Derek Bingham. Bingham on the dribble. He is guarded by Riggs. Far side to Pemberton. Pemberton between the rings to Roberson, near side. Bingham pass inside for Pemberton. Misses the left end and lay-in. Ball knocked out of bounds by Ellis. And it will be Blue Devil basketball. Tough break there for the Blue Devils. A well-executed play, but Colt not able to finish on that occasion with a left hand. Blue Devils to inbound on the baseline. Ball comes into Pemberton. Pemberton gets it in the far corner to Dumpster, and his shot far side blocked out of bounds. Blocked out of bounds by Riggs. Blue Devils will keep it with 2:54 left in the third. 45-41, the Blue Devils. And the ball far side deflected out of bounds. That inbounds pass deflected out of bounds far side. Blue Devils will inbound at the midcourt stripe. Ball bounced in to Derek Bingham. Bounce it high post to Jay Griff. Jay Griff against Ellis. Couple of dribbles near side. Gets it in the corner to Pemberton. Pemberton into the lane. Gets it inside. Lovely pass and a lay-in missed by Roberson. But he is fouled. He is fouled. Kinsey with the foul. And Kalama Roberson to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Here is the first. It's good. 46-41, the Blue Devils with 2:39 left in the third quarter. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt for Kalama Roberson. It is up and it is good. Got them both. 47-41, the Blue Devils. Ellis with the basketball. Hot and bright. Top of the key extended. Now it's on the far side of Contreras. Against Jay Griff. Far side to Ellis. Up top here is Contreras. Around a pick. Open. Three far side. Good. Four threes surrendered in the quarter by the Blue Devils, and it's a three-point game. 47-44, the Blue Devils. 2:05 and counting left in the third quarter. Here is Bingham with a spin move in the lane, and they're going to call him for a travel. The ball back to Sageview. Ellis inbounds it to Riggs. Riggs front court. Dribbles near side. Going to go all the way. Throw up runner off the glass and good for Riggs. And it's a one-point game. 47-46, the Blue Devils. Derek Bingham in possession of the basketball. Derek Bingham, will he drive? He will drive. Cut off by Contreras, tries to put it up, shot blocked, hits it out front. Here is a three straight away, put up and good! My view is obstructed. Who got that three-pointer? Was it, you see who it was? Was it Colt? Okay. Three-pointer for Colt Pemberton. Bruce Reed, three. Blue Devils up 50-46. Ellis shot near side for three as an air ball and goes out of bounds. Ball back to the Blue Devils, who lead 50-46 with 1:12 left in the third. My apologies. My view was obstructed on that last three-point make. And now the official's going to talk about it. Was the ball deflected? That attempt by Ellis. Well, they're going to reverse the call and give the ball to Sagefield. And Blue Devil Nation, not at all happy. Contreras bounce it inside. Here is Riggs with a jumper. It is off the rim twice. No good. Rebound off to Derek Bingham. And Bingham is fouled by Contreras. Contreras with the foul. And the Blue Devils will inbound to the backcourt, leading 50-46 with 1:07 left in the third quarter. So glad I have the Blue Devil bookkeepers next to me. They were able to fill me in on who hit that three moments ago. It was Colt Pemberton. Blue Devils in possession. Here is Roberson driving down the far side. Pass up top. Knocked away by Contreras. Taken by Bingham. Bingham in deep on the left-hand side. Up top to Pemberton. Pemberton far side to Roberson. Roberson into the lane. Spin move on Kinsey. Gets him off his feet. And scores! Holy Toledo! Roberson sent him up to the third floor. And once he came back to the first floor, he rose to the third floor and got the bucket. A miss at the other end by Sageview. Here come the Blue Devils. 33 seconds and counting left in the third quarter, and Harris will lay it inside by Jay Griff. Jay Griff gets free and scores. He has 8 points in the game. The Blue Devil lead back up to 8. 20 seconds and counting left in the third quarter. Riggs with a basketball on the dribble. Shot clock is off. Riggs still on the dribble. Bounce it for Austin Bright. In the far corner, Contreras on the far wing to Ellis with 5 seconds. With four, he'll drive into the lane, throw up a scoop shot that's no good. Offensive rebound, Otten Bright can't score. And that's the end of the third quarter. End of three, Wahai 54, Sageview 46. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The fourth quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Welcome back to Sageview High School. Roy Eliah coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location, courtside. Sageview with the first possession of the fourth quarter. Blue Devils leading 54-46. Here's a three out front by Contreras off the back of the rim, and the rebound off to Derek Bingham. Near side to Micah Eggert, a zip zone Conoco substitution during the break between quarters. Micah Eggert off to Niall Dumpser. Dumpser is fouled by Contreras. Fouled by Contreras. Through three quarters, the Blue Devils 22 field goals. Sageview with 19. Blue Devils with 6 from outside the arc. Sageview with 5. 4 in the third quarter. Here is Dumpser. Pass near side deflected. Taken by Micah Eggert. And he is bumped and fouled by Sadler, who deflected that pass. Then he gets too physical. And he bumps and fouls. Micah Eggert near side. 7:19 left in the fourth. 54-46, the Blue Devils. Blue Devils to inbound just to the left of our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location, courtside. Ball into the backcourt taken by Micah Eggert against Sadler. Near side, it is Roberson. Roberson up top to Eggert. Micah Eggert against Sadler on the dribble. Around a pick by Jay Griff. He'll go down the far side. He'll throw it up off the glass. No good. Rebound comes off to Ellis. Ellis pass on the far side. Here is Sadler. Sadler down the far side. Shot blocked by Bingham, but they're going to call a foul on Derek Bingham. Strong drive far side by Sadler in transition, and Derek Bingham is whistled for the foul. Despite the rejection. Sadler to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first one around and in. 54-47, the Blue Devils with 6:52 left in the fourth quarter. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is around and off. He missed it. And the rebound off to Roberson. Sageview now 4 for 10 from the free throw line in the ballgame. Blue Devils 4 for 5. Here's a drive by Roberson from the near baseline. Off to Dumpser. Gets it up top. Here is Bingham. A three straight away by Derek is good! Bada bing! Bada boom!
home, Bruce Reed, three. Puts the Blue Devils up 10-57-47. That means 10 more dollars for Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler and Edward Jones. An air ball at the other end by Riggs, and the Blue Devils come away with a basketball. Micah Eggert on the dribble against Sadler. Picked up in a switch by Bird. Still on the dribble is Eggert. Far side, here is Bingham. Bingham will drive on the far side. Stop. Pop. Miss. Rebound. Knocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils. An attempt to save it by Jay Griff goes for naught. And the ball back to Sageview. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Colt Pemberton in for Derek Bingham. 6:01 left in the fourth. Blue Devils 57. Sageview 47. Here comes Contreras out of the backcourt on the dribble for the Lobos. Found a pick by Bird. Dumpster stays with him. Now it is Riggs out front. Far side to Sadler. Sadler against Jay Griff. Bumps into him. Lost the ball. Taken by Roberson. And Roberson is going to have Sadler climb his back. And he is called for the foul. Nice hesitation on the part of Roberson. And fouling him from behind, climbing up his back, is Sadler. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Hinsey is back for Sageview. He is in for Sadler with 5:44 left in the fourth. Wahai 57, Sageview 47. The Blue Devils to inbound on the near sideline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. The ball in the Micah Eggert. Far side, Colt Pemberton. Free throw line extended. In the rings to Roberson, now on the near side to Eggert. Inside for Pemberton. A bad pass. Knocked out of bounds by whom? Knocked out of bounds by Bird. And the Blue Devils will keep possession with 19 seconds on the shot clock. Eggert inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Micah Eggert will toss it into the backcourt, and Roberson will chase it down ahead of Ellis. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Roberson on the dribble. Roberson. Picked up in a switch by Bird. Puts it up over Bird. Around and in! Off the glass for Kalama Roberson. Kalama Lama Ding Dong. 59-47. The Blue Devils. 5:09 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Open near side. Contreras for three. It's off the rim. No good. Long rebound off to Ellis. Up top to Contreras. Three on the way. That's off the mark. And the rebound taken by Pemberton. Pemberton near side for Roberson. Roberson near side. That pass moments ago almost picked off by Ellis. But the Blue Devils in possession, leading 59-47. Near side, Eggert with a basketball. 4:45 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Here is Roberson. Nice play on Bird. Puts it up over Bird and scores! After he got by him with an incredible move. Timeout, Sageview! Holy Toledo! Blue Devil Nation is on its feet here at the Sageview High School Gymnasium, and rightfully so. 4:37 left in the fourth quarter. Wahai 61, Sageview 47, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Sageview High School Gymnasium in Pasco. Roy Eliah coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil Boys 61. The Sageview Lobos 47. 4 minutes, 37 seconds remaining to be played in the fourth quarter. Sageview will inbound the basketball to resume play here on this Friday night. And the ball inbounded to Contreras. Back to Riggs. Riggs on the dribble. Round pick by Bird. Bird takes his pass far side. He is picked up by Cole Pemberton. Bounce it in for Ellis. Backs Eggert down. Shot over Eggert. Around and in. Tough shot, but he knocked it down. Heck of an effort by Ellis. 61-49, the Blue Devils. Near side here is Jay Griff. Up top to Derek Bingham. Hands it off to Micah Eggert. Closely guarded by Contreras. Bodied by Contreras. Micah on the dribble. Bounce it high post to Colt Pemberton. Now to dumps her far side. Long three on the way, going to be short. Rebound comes off to Riggs. 61-49, the Blue Devils. Far side, it's Ellis with a basketball. On the baseline, they're going to call a blocking foul on Griff. Jay Griff with the foul. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Wahai 61, Sageview 49, 3:50 left in the fourth quarter. A Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Jamarius Smith has checked in. He is in for Bird. Ball comes in to Contreras. Far side to Ellis. Between the rings, here is Riggs. He is driving. He throws on a far side. A wild shot goes in incredibly, and a foul called. He was out of control, and they called a foul on Derek Bingham. And again, the Wahai fans not at all happy. And it looked like the ball hit the support above the backboard and went through, but they're going to allow it for Riggs. And a chance to complete a three-point play with 3:46 to go. The free throw is missed. And the rebound off to Pemberton, far side to Eggert. 61-51, the Blue Devils, 3:40 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Eggert with a basketball, far side. Top of the key to Pemberton. Pemberton against Contreras. Puts one up over Contreras, far side, and missed it. Rebound far side. Loose ball taken by Bingham. Bullets it in the near corner for a three-pointer that's going to be short on the part of Eggert. Ball deflected, taken by Bingham. Put back in the lane, no good. And a foul is going to be called on Sageview. The Blue Devils relentless on the glass. And a foul is called on Kinsey of Sageview. And Derek Bingham to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Derek with 9 points in the game. Make it 10. Free throw good. Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Halama Roberson in for Jacob Griffith. With 3:18 to go and a timeout called by Sageview. Wahai 62. Sageview 51. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS 294.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at Sageview High School in Pasco. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahai Blue Devils, 62. The Sageview Lobos, 51. Out of the timeout period, a second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw for Derek Bingham is off the front of the rim, and the rebound comes off to Smith of Sageview. Ellis far side. Loops it on the near side for Kinsey. And now it is Ellis into the lane, and he has the ball knocked away, but a foul is going to be called. Ellis goes to the deck, maybe a little bit of a flop on his part, but they're going to call a foul on the Blue Devils. Micah Eggert with that foul with 3:05 to go. 62-51, the Blue Devils. Lobos inbounding on the Washington Trust Bank baseline. Near side, Kinsey. Kinsey throws one up and in off the glass. And the lead is 9, 62-53, the Blue Devils. Nile Dumpster with a basketball. Guarded by Ellis. And a timeout is called by the Blue Devils with 2:48 left in the fourth quarter. 62-53, the Blue Devils, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. but few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The scoreboard update earlier in the quarter presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Welcome back to Sageview High School in Pasco. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location, courtside of the Sageview High School Gymnasium. The Wahai Blue Devil boys leading the Sageview Lobos 62-53 with 2 minutes and 48 seconds remaining to be played in the fourth quarter. 22 seconds on the shot clock for the Blue Devils. Ball inbounded to Micah Eggert. He is picked up by Smith. Eggert on the dribble. And the ball is knocked away, recovered near side by Roberson. Roberson into the lane. Roberson against Kinsey. Up top to Derek Bingham. Down to 7 seconds on the shot clock. Bingham with the basketball with five, with four. Stops the high post. Jumper on the way. Not close. Nothing but glass, and the rebound off to Riggs. Riggs quick pass in the front court. Kinsey wide open. Lay-in good. Blue Devils didn't get back defensively, and it cost them a basket. 62-55, the Blue Devils, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called in the midcourt area, going to be called on Sageview. It's going to be called on Kinsey. And that is five team fouls in the fourth quarter on Sageview and Kalama Roberson to the stripe for two. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. 2:16 to go. 62-55, the Blue Devils. The free throw by Kalama is around and in. He got it. Kalama Roberson, 15 points in the game. Five in the quarter. 63-55, the Blue Devils with 2:16 to go. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is around and good. 64-55, the Blue Devils. Near side here is Contreras with the basketball. Far side to Kinsey. Kinsey up top. Here is Riggs. Riggs driving on Bingham. Goes into the lane. Lost the basketball. And it's taken at the free throw line by Pemberton. And Pemberton is going to be grabbed. And they're going to call a timeout. Blue Devils are going to call a timeout to avoid any potential danger in the backcourt, as there were three Lobos on the hunt, but they were not able to rip the ball away from Colt Pemberton, and the Blue Devils asked for a timeout, leading 64-55. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at the Sageview High School Gymnasium in Pasco. The Wahai Blue Devil boys leading the Sageview Lobos 64-55 with a minute and 59 seconds remaining to be played in the fourth quarter. Sageview will pick up in the backcourt. Roberson to inbound. Does so to Eggert. Eggert against Smith. Into the front court on the dribble. Micah Eggert still on the dribble. Looks to penetrate. Smith cuts him off. Now picked up in a switch by Contreras. Now Smith back on him. Bounces it in for Roberson. In the far corner, Dumpser. Dumpser to the wing. And he is going to be fouled. He's going to be fouled. The Blue Devils doing a nice job muscling down the clock. Down to 1:37. Niall Dumpser taking the ball from the far side. Dribbling to the free throw line area. And how appropriate. And he is fouled on the play. That's the third personal on Ellis. Niall Dumpser at the stripe. First Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is good. And that makes it a four possession game. 65-55, the Blue Devils with 1:37 to go. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw in the air. It's good. 67-55, the Blue Devils. Here comes Sageview. Kinsey with a basketball. Kinsey on the dribble. Near side to Ellis against Kalama Roberson. He'll drive into the lane. Throw it up. No, but a foul. No, they call it for traveling. A break there for the Blue Devils. Looked like he took one too many steps, and that, in fact, was the call. Thought it was going to be a foul on the Blue Devils, but no, the travel called on Ellis. Blue Devil possession. Here is Micah Eggert. Dribbles by two Lobos. In the far corner, Pemberton spots up. Three on the way, off the rim, no good. And the rebound is knocked away by the Blue Devils, and a foul going to be called on the Blue Devils as Ellis collected the rebound. Foul called on Derek Bingham. Blue Devils in that situation perhaps would have been better off just milking the clock, but Colt attempted a three from the deep far corner and missed it. And now Sageview an opportunity to score with the clock stopped. Ellis to the strike for two. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. That last foul, the fourth on Derek Bingham. The free throw in the air, it's good. 14 in the game for Ellis. 66-56, the Blue Devils with 1:13 to go. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is also good. Here is Roberson crossing the midcourt line. Bounce pass near side to Eggert. 66-57, the Blue Devils, and Eggert is going to be fouled near side by Contreras. And for Contreras, that's his fourth personal foul. Micah Eggert to the stripe for two free throws. Presented by Walla Walla Daily Grind. Here is the first. It is around enough, no good. It's a three-possession game. 66-57, the Blue Devils with 1:04 to go. This one to make it a four-possession game. Free throw, missed it. Rebound comes off to Sageview. A near lost ball near side, and now are they going to call a double dribble? They are going to call a double dribble near side as Sageview advanced into the front court after the ball was rebounded by Riggs, and a double dribble called on the near wing will give the ball back to the Blue Devils. We're now in the final minute. Time remaining fourth quarter, 58 6/10 seconds to be more precise. Here is Bingham into the front court. Near side to Dumpster. Milk it, boys. Milk it, milk it, milk it. And Dumpster is picked from behind, and a foul going to be called on Ellis. Almost had the pick, but no, they say his hand was in the cookie jar. And that foul on Ellis will send Niall Dumpster to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. That was the fourth personal foul on Ellis. Niall Dumpster at the stripe. Free throw. Good! 67-57, the Blue Devils with 49 4/10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. Good by Dumpster! A couple of mini Dumpster fires. Those from the charity stripe. Riggs near side. Three on the way by Riggs. Up and good. And a violation as the Blue Devils carelessly inbound the ball across the baseline. So that's going to give it back to Sageview with 39.3 seconds to go. 68-60 the Blue Devils. Here is Ellis near side with a basketball. Here is Contreras on the near wing. Gets it up top to Riggs. Closely guarded by Bingham. He will go into the lane. Just let him go. The lay-in is missed. Ball saved and bounced by Smith. Near side to Contreras. Three on the way is off the rim. No good. High for the rebound is Roberson. He gets it to Pemberton, and Pemberton is fouled. He is fouled with 19 6/10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. A bit of mugging going on the part of the Lobos. Not one, not two, but three Lobos surrounding Colt Pemberton. As he collected the ball after it was in the possession of Roberson. Foul on Sageview. That's the first on Smith. Free throw by Pemberton. In and out, no good. 68-60, the Blue Devils with 19 and 6-10 seconds remaining in the final period. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. In and out and in. Here is Ellis near side against Roberson. He'll drive all the way, get it in the far corner. Here's a three by Riggs, not close. And the rebound off to Pemberton, and Pemberton is fouled with 9.9 seconds to go. They're believing to my left. They're saying, I believe that we will win. You damn right, boys. You called it. That is five fouls on Ellis. Colt Pemberton to the stripe with 9.9 seconds to go. 69-60, the Blue Devils. And Ellis will be replaced by Trey Garcia. Oh, what a game this has been. Looks like the Blue Devils are going to get it done on the road. Free throw by Colt Pemberton. It's good. 70-60, the Blue Devils. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is also good for Pemberton. Near side, here's a wild shot put up. Off the rim, no good by Contreras. Rebound to Roberson, and this ball game is over! Final score, Wahai 71, Sageview 60. Holy Toledo! A big breakthrough on the road for the Blue Devils, who complete a home-and-home sweep of the Sageview Lobos. A big, big win. The Blue Devils delivering on the road Tuesday night. They deliver on the road on this Friday night here in the Tri-Cities. We'll return with our Chevelle Construction post-game show after a three-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable, but your finances don't have to be. Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro can help you create personalized strategies to reach your financial goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
You're listening to Walla Walla's top news talk sports radio station, KGDC AM 1320. Now you can experience Fox News, the Mariners, the Cougars, your favorite talk radio programs, and Wahai Blue Devils Radio crystal clear at FM 92.9. And check out KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM. There you'll find Glenn Beck, Clark Howard, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, Red Eye Radio, and College Place Hawks Radio. That's KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Many people want to reward their pets by giving them treats. The problem is we give too many treats composed of the wrong foods and for the wrong reasons. Take chocolate, for instance. A chemical found in chocolate can be toxic to dogs. In fact, it's best to avoid giving your pets any candy at all. Try substituting raw fruits or vegetables next time you're wanting to reward your pet with a treat. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Sageview High School Gymnasium in Pasco. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahigh Blue Devil boys 71, the Sageview Lobos 60. An incredible high school basketball game on this Friday night, and the Blue Devils come out victorious here in the Tri-Cities. And we welcome you to our post-game show presented by our good friend Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. We begin with the recognition of our Eric Kimball, CPA Player of the Game. Are you kidding me? My God, the Blue Devils, four players in double figures in this contest, led by the 17 of Colt Pemberton, 16 for Kalama Roberson, 15 for Niall Dumpser, 10 for Derek Bingham. The hell with it. Let's give them all recognition. These four players for their efforts tonight in this incredible win over the Sageview Lobos. We recognize them. Colt Pemberton, Kalama Roberson, Niall Dumpser, Derek Bingham as our Eric Kimball CPA co-players of the game. And now, final statistics on our Chevelle Construction post-game show, presented by our good friend Wahigh alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. The final scoring in the game for the Blue Devils: Kalama Roberson 16, Micah Eggert 5, Derek Bingham 10, Jacob Griffith, 8. Colt Pemberton, 17. Niall Dumpser, 15. The Blue Devils, 25 field goals. 7 Bruce Reed threes. That means $70 more to Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. The Blue Devils, 14 for 19 from the free throw line. The Blue Devils, a respectable 10 for 14 in the fourth quarter. The Blue Devils were called for 14 personal fouls. For Sageview, Contreras, 9. Ellis, 15. Kinsey, 18. Bird, 5. Riggs, 10. Ottenbright, 2. Sadler, 1. The Lobos, 24 field goals in the game. 6 from long distance. Sageview, 6 for 13 from the free throw line. Sageview was called for 14. Personal fouls. Our final statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahigh alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. Again, the Wahigh boys victorious, 71-60. Over the Sageview Lobos, and we'll continue our Chevelle Construction post-game show after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Head back one final time at the Sageview High School Gymnasium in Pasco. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. A great, great night for Blue Devil Nation. Earlier this evening, the Wahigh Blue Devil girls defeating Sageview 59-9. And in the boys' game that concluded just a few minutes ago, the Wahigh Blue Devils 71, the Sageview Lobos 60. And we continue our Chevelle Construction post-game show by telling you that Blue Devil basketball will come your way tomorrow from the Wahigh Gym. Matinee action. The Wahigh Blue Devils will be playing host to the Hermiston Bulldogs. The girls' game scheduled to tip off at 3:15, followed by the boys' game at 5 o'clock. We will plan to take the air tomorrow afternoon at 2:45 right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. That's going to do it for our post-game show from Sageview High School. It was presented by our good friend and Big Blue booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. The Blue Devils, I suspect, at the moment are celebrating, so unfortunately, doesn't appear we're going to have a post-game interview for you, but we certainly appreciate Lainey Hand of the Wahigh girls basketball team for joining us between games. We greatly appreciate that. Who knows? Perhaps the Blue Devils need to get another win tomorrow. And then we'll have a fun post-game show, will we not? And it would be an amazing week if the Blue Devils could go 3-0. Well, they're two-thirds of the way there after a couple of road wins at Hanford on Tuesday and tonight against Sageview. Boy, it's been a good week for the Wahigh Blue Devil girls, also winning at Hanford and at Sageview. Now we look ahead to tomorrow when the Blue Devils take on the Hermiston Bulldogs. Well, we've got a couple of Blue Devils coming out. Let's see if we can get maybe Kalama Roberson over here. Kalama, come on over. We're going to bring in Kalama Roberson for a quick post-game interview before we get on the road here. Kalama, come on over. I'll tell you, what a gutty effort by the ball club. Our heartiest congratulations to you. And you want to talk about a lot of guts, a lot of grit. Every time Sageview made a run after you guys got leads, you managed to keep them, well, at arm's length, I guess you could say, and what an effort this was by the ball club tonight.
Yeah, you know, we really emphasize just fighting back and just working hard, coming out the gate, just playing fast, and, you know, don't let affect them having to run and affect us.
Well, I'll tell you, the team really got it done at the free throw line, 14 for 19, which is very respectable, 10 for 14 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you know, free throws, you know, it's not our strongest suit, but we've been working on it a lot in practice, just getting better at it, you know.
And how about some of these amazing plays, outside, inside? You guys were scoring from all over the floor tonight.
Yeah, you know, our biggest, you know, we may be small, but we're strong, and we just try to use that to our advantage.
Well, tomorrow, another big challenge. Boy, the boys and girls, an opportunity to have 3-0 weeks. How awesome would that be for Blue Devil Nation? Tomorrow, the Blue Devils will be taking on the Hermiston Bulldogs, and those should be a couple of very good challenges indeed.
Yeah, you know, this whole week we've been talking about just battling to try to get at that playoff spot, so it will be really sweet if we get a 3-0 run, so yeah.
Well, Kalama, we appreciate the time very, very much. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to your teammates. Congratulations to the coaches. What a fabulous, fabulous win here tonight, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Kalama Roberson, sophomore of the Wahigh boys basketball team, joining us for our Chevelle Construction post-game show after the Blue Devils prevail over the Sageview Lobos here by a final score of 71-60. And now, some thank yous to go out as we sign off on this Friday night. First, a big thank you to Sageview Athletic Director Michael Don for affording us a Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location here at Courtside. We appreciate that very, very much. And we also appreciate all of the great people in Walla Walla School District 140 for their support of our broadcast, including Superintendent Dr. Ben Guyan, Principal John Schumacher, and Athletic Director Chris Ferenz. Also, a big shout out to our in-studio engineer Juliana Brower, the former Juliana Fazzari, for her efforts tonight. Very much appreciated as well. And, of course, we want to thank all of the great sponsors who helped make these broadcasts possible. And, of course, want to thank each and every one of you in Blue Devil Nation for coming through with us here tonight, and the Blue Devils coming through tonight on both the boys' and girls' sides. I'm Roy Elia reporting from the Sageview High Gym in Pasco, telling you one final time, the Wahigh boys and girls victorious tonight. Mid-Columbia Conference action, the Blue Devils
59-9 over Sageview in the girls' contest, and in the boys' game, Wahigh 71, Sageview 60. It is now time for the baby boy of the late Elvita Elia, 1943 graduate of Walla Walla High School, to return you to the studios of your home for Blue Devil Radio, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC. And from the Tri-Cities, I'm Roy Elia, wishing each and every one of you in Blue Devil Nation, in the words of my former broadcast partner, the late Bud Bowman, a very pleasant good evening.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of Wahigh Blue Devils basketball on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 on your FM dial. Join us again next time for Blue Devils Radio, right here on Walla Walla's KGDC.